Hey guys, I'm Sandy.
And I'm Christy.
And we're a little bit dead.
Yes.
There is so much going on in Texas right now.
Oh, Jesus. So much.
So much.
Texas is a huge topic right now.
Yeah. And I think it's stirring up a lot of
hate and discontent.
I was going to say feelings,
this is not feelings. It's hate and discontent. I'm calling it what it is. Listen, yes, for some people it is pulling up feelings. I mean, because, you know, it's not been that long ago since we've had other tragedies happen in the United States.
Yeah.
So, feelings.
Yeah.
But the bullcrap is some hate and discontent.
So, I haven't told you this, but we were going to talk about fluffy stuff before we got into the heavy shit. Okay. So, we did get a listener email.
Okay.
And I'm not going to read the email and podcast. I'm not going to say the person's name or where they're from. Because I'm not going to give them the attention that they so desperately seek.
Okay.
And we're only going to give it the exact attention that it deserves.
Okay. Well, tell me more.
So, this fucking hinged person basically thinks we're pieces of shit. We're pieces of shit.
Okay, this is not the first piece of hate mail.
This is not the first piece of hate mail we've gotten, but we're pieces of shit. We're Trump supporters.
Gotcha.
Yeah, no, this was all very political, and it was, went on to say awful things. And then they went into why all the white children at the church camp deserved to die.
Wait, what? What the? Hold on just a second. Did you just say what I think you said?
Yes.
This has nothing to do with it. Okay. What?
When I was reading this email, I was like, do I turn this over to the FBI?
I don't even, like, okay, so part of me is laughing on the inside because I'm thinking,
it's so unhinged.
Is basically saying that somebody's listening, you know? So, it's good. And we've always said we wanted somebody to tell us why we're wrong, send us emails, blah, blah, blah. But this is a little bit hate and discontent unhinged.
Yeah, it was a lot. And so, I mean, I, like, asked him through the email. I didn't really even read, like, all of it because it was quite a lengthy email. I deleted it.
No! I want to see this shit. Maybe we can recover it.
I will try to. It might still be in the trash and it's not gone.
Okay. No, I want to read it. It's probably going to piss me off, but I want to read it.
Yeah, it was bad. It was bad. And it was...
So, what did... Okay.
It put me in a mood.
I have seen... Like, I've been on that dark side of TikTok, and I have seen some people saying things similar to that. But, okay, first of all, this person is unoriginal because they're just copying something somebody else on TikTok already said. Let me throw that out there.
Yeah. It's all over TikTok. That is all over TikTok. I'm finally on, which I've talked about this on the podcast before, like, I was on the hateful side of TikTok for a long time, and I just kept going, not interested. I don't want to see this. And so now I'm on the better side of TikTok. But I'm on the side of the TikTok where black people of color, of all the different colors, are absolutely losing their fucking mind at other people of color saying shit like that. Like, that is hateful. That children at church camp deserve to die because they are white. It was a church camp. Yes, Texas elite people sent their kids there. But when you're in that type of tax bracket, you can't send your kids to Pine Springs over, you know? You have to send them to an elite camp that it has security or whatever the deal was with this camp.
Well, I think it shouldn't matter. None of that should matter because the fact is every one of us do stuff within our means. We all do.
Yeah.
You know, whenever I was raising kids, we didn't take vacations very often because guess what?
plow truck.
Yeah. We did not have a lot of money, and we just didn't spend money on things like that when they were really young, because we were so young and we were trying to get on our feet and stuff. But I would never begrudge another person for being able to have something or do something, whether I could do that or not. I mean, because, you know, we're in a different place in life now, and I am able to do more and do more for my grandbabies and for my kids and stuff.
Yeah,
but
I just...
why would you hate on somebody?
I mean, and it's one thing to just say it to your friends, but to take the time to write an email into a podcast.
Listen, this had to have been somebody that was just baiting us.
I was like,
are you sure it was not from somebody that we know that was just trying to jack with us?
I did not recognize, like, any... And they did sign it with their full name, and it was not a name that I knew. So.
Well, you know, we've never tried to lie about what our beliefs are on this show.
No. And I think that we've been pretty respectful to other people that believe differently, you know, like... me and Christy were talking about this the other day of... We both are mostly conservative. You know, we vote Republican for the most part. Okay.
I haven't always voted Republican every single time.
No, I've voted Democrat. Depends on who the candidate is.
Yeah.
You know, our sheriff over in Morris County is a Democrat. But I love Jack Morton. Love him.
Like, and, you know, and the thing with that county is that county, for the longest time, you had to run as a Democrat if you did a local, any kind of office, because there was no such thing as a conservative party there. Yeah. But, like, I mean, that's your... And this is, like, shocking to me. Because, listen, I know that that kind of stuff is happening, but in tiny little small town Northeast Texas, it's really, like... I'm not saying that there's no racism here, because I'm sure there is some somewhere, but this is not part of our daily lives that we're seeing, that we're looking in the face here, because we just love each other, and we're all friends together, and we all do stuff together, and it's like we looking at the rest of the world thinking,
what is wrong with y'all?
Y'all are crazy, you know? But, like, it's just kind of different. So either this person is somebody that's just jacking with us, or this is somebody that happened to have come across our podcast and just wanted to throw some hate out there, because
I think that's the most likely.
I can promise you, like,
scenario.
I don't think you would either. Would never hate another person or because of their beliefs enough to say that the things that are being said right now.
Yeah, it's real yucky. It's just yucky. I wanted to say that you and I were talking about this the other day. We're both conservative. We have friends and relatives that are not
right.
And I don't, like, I feel like some of the more conservative people tend to be a little bit kinder to those who believe differently than the other way around.
Right. Like, I'm going to agree with you on that.
Because I keep using my cousin Karen as an example, and I know she does listen to this podcast, and I don't know how she feels about it. I should probably call her and ask her, but... She believes differently than me. She has opinions about what's going on, you know, certain things in Texas. She's not racist. So I don't think she would, like, you know, get in on some of that stuff. But she's just a regular Democrat.
Yeah. Kind of like an old school Democrat, yeah.
Yeah, and she...
Which, can I tell you something that I truly believe?
Yeah.
I truly believe that today's... What is the word I'm looking for? Not MAGA, but today's modern conservatives lean to the left.
Yeah.
I mean, because even some of my beliefs, like,
yes,
I am conservative, but I am very...
Well, it was like...
I'm very liberal in my conservatism, if that makes
sense. Yeah, that's what I was saying on the podcast. Last episode or the episode
before? So I kind of feel like there's a lot of commonalities.
I'm a liberal conservative.
There's a lot of commonalities in today's modern conservatives.
Yeah.
And old school Democrats.
Yeah.
But I don't mean old school, like, I'm not talking about the creating the KKK and all that kind of stuff. But I'm talking about, like, having... I believe in less government...
Yeah.
I believe in financial responsibility. So I don't believe in more government programs that can, like, that can tick people off too. But I don't believe in that because I believe that it creates a society that relies on that. Right. And it, you know, that might work for one generation, but you get two and three generations ahead and you have a whole system that is just saturated with people that have never tried to make anything of themselves.
Yeah. And all the ones that are crying about being cut off of government assistance, get a job.
Yeah.
If you are able-bodied, if you're not able-bodied, okay, you get your disability, whatever.
I have to
say, if you are able-bodied, get a fucking job.
I have to say this because I feel like I've lived my life in a way that I have the right to say this.
Yes.
I was pregnant at 15 years old, got married at 15 years old, and my husband was also a teenager when we got married. He joined the military. I could not get a job whenever we were first at his first permanent duty station. But as soon as I was old enough, do you know what I did? I got a job. I did. I helped to support us. I helped us to get on our feet. And Jerry always took care of and always provided for us. We did not go without. I have never one single, and I'm not bashing anybody who's used the system, because the fact is sometimes people do get down and out and they do have needs. I get that. But we were, if there's anybody in a category that could have said, I need welfare, give me welfare, we could have done that. We did not. We did not. We were never on food stamps. We were never on any kind of government assistance. Everything that we have, we worked for.
Yeah. Okay. Let me say this. When I was pregnant, all three of my pregnancies, I was on Medicaid. My husband hadn't been out of prison long. He had no savings.
Yeah.
I was 20, working at Blockbuster Video.
Yeah.
I didn't have any money. And we just did not have money. Right. And so I was on Medicaid all the times that I was pregnant.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. I'm not putting down when somebody genuinely needs assistance. Yeah. Here's the deal. You didn't stay on it.
No.
You didn't make that your career.
No, I was on it when I was pregnant, and it, because when the twins, it was going to be so much out of pocket, and I didn't know what we were going to do because we didn't have it.
Yeah.
And I mean, it was multiple thousand dollars that had to be paid before they were born, with, you know, and we went home and we're talking about it. I was like, he was like, I don't know what we're going to do. Like, I'm going to have to, I don't know what we're going to do. And, he had one of his friends' wives worked at the Medicaid office, and he called her and was like, do you think that we would qualify? And so he gave her all the information, and she was like, oh yeah, y'all would for sure qualify for pregnancy help. And so I went to the Medicaid office and applied, and we had Medicaid. I only, when I was pregnant, we didn't stay on it, you know. The kids, I think, were on it for like a year. And then that was it. We didn't stay on it. We never got food stamps.
I did get on WIC.
I was on WIC.
I did do that.
I was on WIC.
And that absolutely saved us because we were starting out. And you know what? Jerry was in the Army. And I couldn't get a job because I was too young. I was too young to get a job. Mm-hmm. Do you know that... First of all, I don't think that we would have qualified because the qualifications were so different back then. But, you know, he made less than $1,000 a month. Mm-hmm. We paid rent. We had a car that we paid cash for. I think it was like $300 for the car. And we had to pay for our insurance. We had to pay for our utilities and our groceries and all that. I mean, we were lucky if we had enough money at the end of the month to order a pizza or something. That was like a big deal if we could get...
Yeah,
like for sure. To take out pizza or something. But, like, you know what we did? We did what we had to do to survive.
And then, you know, I wasn't able to work. I had four kids under four. There was no way I could get a job until they were all in school. Daycare expenses, it would have been stupid expensive. And it took a long time, but we're now at a different place in our lives where we have more money and have a little more...
And that does come with security, responsibility.
But that comes from working all your life.
And guess what else we did? We paid taxes.
We've put our money into Social Security, like all of that stuff.
I worked my whole entire pregnancy with Sadie. And as soon as she was born, guess what I did? I went right back to work. Now I was working a part-time job because at that point I had two kids, you know. But I did work. I did pay my taxes.
Yes.
And I did what we had to do to make ends meet.
What I have a problem with is people who get on government assistance from birth and never get off of it and never lift a finger to do anything to better themselves.
Nope.
And that has become a generational problem.
No, and I haven't made up my mind if this is some of the things that people are saying. Like, I've had to get off and like, nope, done.
Yeah.
Because there's things that I've seen on social media where people are saying that it's other people's responsibility. It's the taxpayer's responsibility to take care of them. And I'm just like, no. I did not sign up for this. I'm not your mama.
No. Well, going back to this, what we were originally talking about, there's a Houston pediatrician. Her name is Dr. Christina Probst.
Yes, I heard about that.
Has been fired after posting that the 80-plus Texas flood victims, including children, were Trump supporters who got what they voted for, promoting backlash and a swift termination by Bluefish Pediatrics.
That is insane to me.
And listen, if you're a praying person, if you're a whatever you do, Texas needs.
Yeah.
The send us a thought, a prayer, a vibe, or whatever. Whatever you do. I don't care. But just do it.
You know, and here's the deal. Like, when it comes to the families, they've lost their children. I'm sure that the last thing they're worried about is the home and their possessions that they lost.
Yeah.
They lost their whole entire world losing their... I don't want to imagine.
But there are people saying all those white kids deserve to die. Like, I cannot...
But don't you think that this is the product of all this bullcrap DEI and everything else that has been coming along? Because it's almost like reverse racism.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, well, it's been people that have just been handed shit all their lives. They've never had to work. They've never had to do anything hard. They've never had to...
Well, and there are a lot of people of the Caucasian persuasion that are on that same bullshit.
This is not about race. It is not about race.
It's about politics. And here's the sad thing. All these politicians that have y'all out there snipping and botting at each other, they don't give two shits about
you.
They don't care about your agenda. They don't care about what's going on with you. They have their own agenda. And they're just like, keep baiting it up and baiting it up so you'll keep voting a certain party because they tell you you have to because that's what color you are. Joe Biden said that crap. If you don't vote Democrat, then you're not black. He said that.
He tended to say a lot of the quiet parts out loud, so.
But people heard that, and that is insane to me.
Yeah, I don't understand racism. I don't understand it. You know, my mom would tell me stories about when she was in high school when desegregation took place. And my mother is the most least racist person on this planet, and I've talked about before about how my granddaddy had a black wet nurse, and that she was a family friend. That wasn't a servant, that was a friend.
Yeah.
And it was her job. She was paid to babysit and do whatever the family needed. She was a friend. She wasn't... Anyway, it was just a paid position. But anyway, when the desegregation happened, like, here in East Springs, you know, we've still got the Trailer High School, which was a black school up the hill. And when the black kids came to the... It was absolute chaos. And, you know, my mom talked about knowing some of those kids because of the drugstore.
They were her friends.
They were friends because my granddaddy did not believe in racism. And, you know, back in the day of coloreds can't come in, this and that and the other... No, my granddaddy traded with everybody. And you don't have the money to pay for your drugs? What you having for dinner tonight? You want to bring me a plate?
And by drugs, you mean he was a pharmacist.
He was a pharmacist, sorry. No, he was a pharmacist. He was a legal drug dealer. No, but if people couldn't afford their medications, well, I'll let you charge it this time, or bring me some lunch tomorrow, or...
Yeah, please, that's so nice.
You got a spare chicken? I'm raising up some chicken. Just... He would just trade with people.
Yep.
And they didn't have to come in a separate entrance. They can sit at the... You know, he had a fountain and all the... It was a fancy drugstore. And they didn't have to sit in the back or none of that shit. Not at Harris Brothers Pharmacy, they didn't.
Yeah.
My granddaddy wasn't going to stand for that. My granny was a Yankee, and she should damn sure wasn't going to stand for it.
Yeah.
So.
You know, it's funny. My mother went to Dangerfield High School. She graduated in 1959, I believe it was.
Mm-hmm.
And she would tell me about when school was segregated like that.
Yeah.
Because even when segregation came, I think that there was still some segregation happening. Like, at the movie theater, you remember the movie theater in Dangerfield used to have that balcony on top?
Yes.
And now it's two separate theaters.
Mm-hmm.
But that top balcony, they used to make the black kids go up there to watch movies.
Yeah.
That is so sad. Like, we've come a long way, and I feel like what's happening now with our politics is, like, making everybody take backward steps that is absolutely ridiculous.
All of these people of color... And it's not just black people. It's other races as well. It's like they want segregation to be brought back. Like they want to be separate from everybody else.
But here's the problem with segregation. Segregation's not going to happen how these people are thinking. It's not going to be separate but equal.
No.
That's exactly what that the fight was about, was separate but equal. No, it does not work. Somebody wants to raise up more supreme than somebody else.
Yes.
I call bullshit on all of it.
They want, you know, like back in the days of segregation and all of the bad, bad shit that happened with that. That was the Democrats doing that, by the way, just so we're
clear. Yes. Which is insane to me. This whole thing is insane.
90% of just like regular white people didn't feel that way. It was the few and the loud.
It was the loud ones.
And so now this rather small group of individuals are being the loudest ones in the room, and they're making the most amount of noise, and they're calling for this and that and the other.
And what it's going to cause is more separation. It's going to cause more hatred.
And these people that are doing this, and I'm not saying this to be shitty, but it's true. They're uneducated. They only know and believe what has been taught to them generationally.
Yep.
They are not aware of facts and refuse to listen to them.
Yeah.
And that is... problem in this country?
Yes, it is, because you can put facts in people's face
and they want...
There's still a louder argument about it.
Yeah, right? I have not a problem with anybody coming to this country for a better life.
I like the idea of people being able to have that process go smoother and quicker too. Because
yes.
Our immigration system has had issues, and I will confess that they have. It takes way too long for people to go through the things. But let me tell you something. A lot of these people that have gone through our immigration process and become citizens of the United States, do you know that a lot of these people have more education about our history than the average American does?
Yes. Yeah.
They do.
Because to become a citizen here...
They know how our government works.
You have to know a lot. You have to take classes.
Yes. Is it our high school kids should be learning, and they're not?
Yeah. Because of all of the bullshit that's happened in the education system. But that's a whole nother topic. But staying on this, there are legal ways to do things. There is. Why can't you do it the legal way? Just do it the legal way. There are multiple avenues to become a citizen of the United States of America.
Okay, I've been at concerts, and you're having to stand in line. Everybody's got tickets. You already purchased your tickets. You're going to get your seat. But there's still people trying to skip up in line. I'll confess to you, it pisses me off.
Yeah.
Because I've been standing here, and I've been waiting, and you can wait, too.
Yeah. It's just the entitlement for me.
Yeah.
Like, why are you entitled, because of your skin color, to have something before me? Or, like, why are you so entitled to push past and the rules don't apply to you? And
or the benefits that are going from them, the American taxpayers that are going to people who are not contributing to our country.
You're not paying taxes. You're leeching off the government.
Can I say this too? While we're paying taxes, there should not, and I don't understand why. I think I'm the only person I've ever heard say this, and I'm going to say it loudly. I will say this loudly. Nobody should be getting a tax refund when they have not paid taxes.
Yeah, a refund implies that you overpaid your taxes.
Right. So if you're not paying any taxes at all, you do not. You that is not your money, my check, blah, blah, blah. That is a handout is what that is. That's just another dang handout. And to me, that is so wrong.
And I have family members that live for their refund check and spend it stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll catch it when I get my tax refund. And then spend it on stupid shit. They don't spend it on shit they need.
Mm-mm-mm-mm.
I can't. It rubs me the wrong way.
It rubs me the wrong way that somebody could take a tragedy and turn it into this political nonsense.
Now, I have seen some stuff about there was some cloud seeding going on in the few days before.
Yeah.
And that, I think, has been confirmed. That was happening.
Yeah, how long did that system stayed over that area for, like, a ridiculous amount of time that was not natural? I remember 12, seeing that.
12 hours or more? It was some ridiculous amount of time. But there was cloud seeding going on, like, in the 2 days prior to that storm. There's a company that...
They have, like, some kind of radar.
It's done by drone. I don't know. I just... Why are we seeing the clouds? Why can't the weather just weather?
Yep.
Like, why are we interfering?
There wouldn't be the argument over whether global warming is a thing or not.
Okay, but, you know, as, you know, so many Christians, why are we interfering with God's plan? Maybe God did have a plan. Maybe there was a purpose. But how would we ever know because somebody interfered with what the weather was doing? Like, this is where I get with religion and all the bullshit that goes along with it. Like, you say you're a Christian, you want to do what God's plan is, and then you interfere with shit to such a stupid degree. How the fuck do you know what God's plan is? I'll take the fuck out. How do you know what God's plan is? You don't.
No.
And all of these different companies and this and that and interference and... I just feel like things used to be so much simpler.
Well, they were.
We looked outside. Hey, looks like it might rain today.
Well, even politics was simpler back then. You went to the voting poll... You checked your box, you went home, and then you shut up about it.
Do you remember back, I used to love, like, Tom Brokaw.
Yeah.
Back in the day when it was just, this and this happened today.
Unbiased news, imagine like, that.
It was just, this happened.
It's dang sure impossible to get any kind of unbiased news nowadays.
Do you remember in the LA riots, like, in the 90s with the Rodney King stuff? I don't feel like that stuff was politicized as much. It was just reported on. These people did this and showed up here and that happened and here's like a video about it. And it was just, this is the news. Right?
Well, everything is politics nowadays. You know, the breaking news, somebody stubbed their toe. Damn Donald Trump.
Yeah, well,
everything's politics.
And I feel horrible. What happened to Rodney King ruined his life. And the correlation could be made with things that have happened more recently. That, I mean, I need to Google. Oh, fuck. Let me do a quick Google search. Hold on. Make sure I know what I'm talking about before I start spewing shit.
I do have to say this while you're looking. It is this weather system that hovered over Texas, that was not natural. That was not normal, the way it literally just hovered there. There is no weather service.
That's not a normal weather pattern.
No weather service could have predicted this happening.
No, and everybody wants to blame Donald Trump for cutting funds to the National Weather Service and blah, blah, blah. If you weren't seeing the fucking clouds, it wouldn't have happened.
Yeah.
Like, how is the National Weather Service supposed to predict something that's man-made?
Especially something that literally hovered there.
Okay, I did my little Google search just to refresh my memory on the Rodney King stuff. There was already shit going on in L.A. He was trying to be pulled over. Okay, the L.A. Police Department was a very corrupt thing in the 90s. Like, there was a lot of corruption going on. And so, there was a high-speed chase, whatever. Well, they got him. They pulled him out of that vehicle and beat the ever-loving shit out of him.
Yeah.
And broke multiple bones. Like, it was bad. It was video. Like, it was bad. They did not give lawful commands. They didn't say none of that. It was, they beat the ever-loving fuck out of him. And it was bad.
Yeah.
Okay. The difference between that and what happened with the George Floyd or, like, some of these other things is they were giving lawful... I think society as a whole learned from the LA riots in the 90s and the Rodney King situation and, like, all of that. And so now they're taught to give lawful commands, step out of the vehicle, and there's procedure and protocol of what has to be done. And if they're giving you a lawful command and you don't do what they're asking you to do, then yeah.
Things are going to happen in a bad way.
Things are going to go down in a bad way. And so, you know, no, I don't agree with the way that George Floyd stuff was handled either. But a lot of that he did to himself by not just complying with what the officer was asking him to do.
Yeah.
You know, and everybody wants to state police brutality, but in the same breath as that, were they being aggressive to you before they asked you to a lawful command? And were you being a dick and not doing what they asked you to do? Then, yeah, you deserve to get body slammed.
There's, like, there's tons of reels on Facebook and videos on TikTok and different places, Instagram, of people that are absolutely non-compliant and they're refusing to let their window down. They're refusing to get out of the car. They're refusing this, refusing that. And the deal is you're, you know, and they're videoing it like they're some big bad somebody. And I'm just like, you're making yourself look stupid. You're breaking the law at that point.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell this story on the podcast because it's, I think enough time has passed. But I was pulled over. Okay. So when me and my husband got together, I was very not liked by the family. And there was a family member that was a state trooper. And his daddy didn't like me, so therefore he didn't like me either. So one night, me and JC had gone somewhere together with my mom, and so I was leaving like my mom's house, but I had dropped JC off at his mother's house. Anyway, so I was leaving because at the time I was living in North City, and I got pulled over out there at Jenkins, and back then there wasn't a big light there like there is now. And so I was scared because I hadn't done anything. I was not speeding. And so I rolled my window down about 3 inches. And I looked out the window and I saw who it was. And I was like, fuck my life. And he was like, I need you to step out of the car. And I was like, can you just tell me, like, what's happening right now? He was like, get out of the car and I'll tell you what's going on. Got out of the car. He was like, get back here. He took me around to the back of the car and said, see that? I said, what? And he said, your license plate light's out. You want to get your daddy to fix that for you? I said, you know, I'll let JC know. I bet he can fix it for me tomorrow. So is there anything else? Do I need a ticket or anything? He was like, no, I just wanted you to know that it was out. Okay.
Good Lord.
I said, am I free to leave? And he said, yeah. But, I drove to Lone Star, and that was back when Arnold's had a payphone outside. Because it was late at night. It was after everything was closed. It was 9, 10 o'clock at night. I called JC and said, you need to get a hold of your family because I'm fixing to lose all my shit. All of it. All at the same time. And I told him what happened, and he was not pleased. He was like,
Well, no.
But he asked me to get out of the car. I got out of the car. I knew he was a cop, and I knew that if he did anything wrong, that I was going to have a case. He had body cam. Well, it was before the days of body cam, but I'm sure there was a camera in the car. I don't know. But I was raised that if a cop tells you to do something, you do
what you're told. Yep.
And so, as scared as I was in the moment, I still did what he told me to do, you know, and then I drove myself to Lone Star and pulled over and calmed myself down and called my boyfriend and was like, and he told me that I need to get my daddy to fix that. And I said, you can fix it just that. And guess what he did? The next day, he came over with his little tools and he fixed my license plate.
There you go.
But I don't get the audacity of, like, if you're doing something, if you're speeding or whatever, like, what, just say you're speeding, okay. Or if you're in a car that matches a Bolo, roll your window down at least 3 inches and comply with what the officer asks you to do, and then there's not a fucking problem.
I got pulled over on my way to college one time, and I don't know what car, who they were looking for. That I was told it was a black BMW they were looking for, and I did not drive a BMW. I had one of the Nissan Sentra SERs that the body style looked very similar to the BMW. It was like their sport model car.
Yeah.
And they asked me if they could search my car, and guess what I said? Yes, please, go ahead. I had nothing to be worried about. I didn't do anything wrong, so search away, and guess what happened? They said, thank you, ma'am. Have a nice day. And I went on my merry way.
I'll tell you a story about my husband. You know, my husband went to prison for drugs. He was involved in a cartel. It's a whole big, long story. I'm not going to tell it because it's not my story to tell. But people treated him differently when he got out. And we were already together. We had the girls. And one of the cops in Lone Star got on a power trip. And so, thankfully, my kids were not with him. But he had gone to Crump's, to the grocery store in Lone Star. And as soon as he pulled out of the parking lot, he got pulled over. And so, he pulled over into Arnold's parking lot at 5 fucking o'clock when all the coffee drinkers were there. And so, this cop goes, do you mind if I search your vehicle? And my husband was like, oh, okay, sure. And, of course, everybody that was inside thought he had the kids with him because he had the kids with him all the time. Like, he's such a great dad. Like, he would take the girls to the grocery store, take one of them, you know.
Yeah.
He did, anyway. And so, there was a couple people that came running out to make sure the kids weren't out there with him. But that cop took all the bags of groceries and dumped them out on the ground and, like, made a whole production of going through everything in the car. My husband stood there. Did not say a word. Let it happen. When he didn't find anything, my husband picked his shit up, put it back in the bags, put it back in the car, because the cop was being a dick. He was being a dick.
Yeah.
He was just being an asshole. He was on a power trip. He thought he was going to catch big bad J.C. Lanier with something he ought not have. Whatever. Didn't. He had nothing. And this is, all of what happened with my husband was like in the early 90s. And this is like 2002, maybe. Well, it just so happens that when the girls were little, I drank coffee with the mayor of Lone Star, like, almost every day. And so the next day, I had coffee with her, and I told her what happened, and nothing like that ever happened again. But the point is, he complied. Like, he had reason to be pissed off. That cop was on a power trip, being a dick, in public, in the middle of Lone Star and threw all of his groceries on the ground in a parking lot.
Yeah.
Like, that's shitty.
But he handled it the correct way.
But
he was respectful to the badge. He was respectful
to the badge. He did say, do you have to throw all my groceries on the ground? And that was like, he was like, yeah, what are you going to do about it? And for my husband, who has been known to have a little bit of a hot temper, to stand there and go, okay. And the other thing that happened during that whole stop was the officer wanted to pat him down. And he said, okay, that's fine. And he had a wad of money in his pocket because he'd just gotten paid from a job. And he's self-employed and he has employees that he has to pay payroll. And so if he gets paid $10,000 on a job, like, a lot of that goes to payroll and supplies and, like, it's not,
right. it's not his
$10,000 to keep. Well, he had just gotten paid from a job and went and got cash the check. So he had, like, it was right around $10,000 in his pocket. And that officer tried to confiscate it and say, anything over a certain dollar amount, I'll have to confiscate unless you can tell me where you got it from. And he was like, I just got paid. You can go to the bank right over there and they can show you the check. I'm not, it was so bizarre. And so anyway, the next day I had coffee with the mayor and I was like, this happened yesterday and if my kids had been in that situation, do you know that I would have lost my fucking mind? I would have called the mayor. If I'd have been there, I'd have called her. I'd have gone in Arnold's and said, call her up.
No doubt.
But that's what happens in a small town. Like, it wasn't public knowledge that I knew the mayor and drank coffee with her every day, but he was made to apologize. But, I mean, shit like that does happen.
I've lived in Lone Star back then, by the way.
Yeah. Yeah, this was like 2001, 2002. Later I'll tell you which cop it was, but I mean, shit like that does happen, but it's the way you handle yourself in that situation
that makes all that the makes difference. The difference. Yep.
Because yes, is every cop great? No, but if they tell you to do something and you do it, chances are it's not going to escalate.
Yeah.
So if a cop tells you to do something and you're like, "No, fuck you, I don't have to," well, that's when you get body slammed, dumbass.
Yeah.
Stop making every fucking thing about race. And make it about what it really is. Fucking disrespect.
Yeah.
And you did it to yourself.
Yep.
So, like, we've got some other emails that we are going through. And we're going to do, like, a full listener episode about some things. I mean, there are people in the world that don't agree with us, Christy.
Imagine that. I mean, and guess what? But I'm okay with that, and I don't hate somebody else for disagreeing with me.
No, absolutely not. Like, I've said it so many times. You don't have to agree with us. You don't even have to listen to us. But, like, let's not wish death on children.
Exactly. Listen, you know what? That does not speak about the character of these children that died. That does not speak about their character. This speaks 100% about your character to say those kind of things.
I mean, we're a very small podcast. Like, we don't have that many listeners. It's starting to get more and more, and apparently we've stepped on some toes.
But that's okay.
And that's okay. Whatever.
Well, and then here's the deal. I challenge you, meet one human being in this world that agrees with you 100% on everything.
Yeah.
It's not going to happen.
No.
It is absolutely not going to happen. And it's okay for us to have different viewpoints and different thoughts and our own opinions on things. There is nothing wrong with that. But there is 100% something wrong with you wishing death on an innocent child. By the way,
because
who's not even old enough to go vote, since you're making it political.
Yeah.
Holy crap.
I mean, and it's all very one-sided racism, from what I can see. Like, white people don't care what you do. We really don't.
I don't care.
You do you, boo-boo.
If I don't like what you're doing, if it's not something that interests me, I'll scroll past. Well,
if it doesn't...
I'll change and listen to a different podcast.
If it... I'm gonna, let me say this. I listen to some true crime podcasts. I listen to Morbid. I listen to And That's Why We Drink. And I listen to My Favorite Murder. Those are very democratic women who buy into a lot of the bullshit. Some of them live in L.A. and were there when all the shit was going on. I still listen to those podcasts.
Yeah.
And if it gets to a point where I'm like, I don't care about this, guess what? When you listen to podcasts, there's just a little button, and it'll skip forward 30 seconds. And if they get doing too much, I'll just skip forward 30 seconds, and then they'll be talking about something else.
Yeah.
I don't base what I listen to or what I consume on somebody's political party. I still listen to those podcasts because I like them as... I think they're great human beings, and I believe that they're doing a good thing by getting a lot of these stories out there.
Yeah.
And they do a lot of, like, black stories, indigenous stories, cases that need a lot of attention brought to them. They do those. And they might be doing it for whatever political reason. I don't care.
Anyway, stories that deserve to be listened
it's
to.
It's stories yeah. that deserve to be listened to. And... I don't care what
you... Let's normalize loving each other and respecting each other as human beings and stop worrying about politics.
I don't
so damn much.
I don't care what your political affiliation is. I mean, all of those podcasts that I just mentioned are very... It's raining.
Oh my God, I thought there was noise coming from the casket.
God. It's raining.
There's noise coming from the casket, y'all.
That's raining, right? I have to get up and look now.
I'm like, who you got in there, Sandy?
That's
oh
raining,
my God. It's yeah, raining. It's raining.
Oh my God, that's hilarious.
Like, what is that noise?
I heard it too, and I was like, what is that?
It sounded like somebody was scratching on the coffin lid from right here. I'm just going to say that.
Oh, my God. Rizzy. So, yeah. That was not the ghost that time. Although, Rachel was here earlier. And when I came in, I was sitting at my workstation and we were talking and we both heard a voice.
Really?
Yeah. She was like... She had her back turned to me, and she was like, what'd you say? And I was like, I didn't say anything, but I did hear that. And it was, like, up here. And so we both walked up here, and there
was nobody
here. Of course
she did. Crazy white women.
Oh, my God. Crazy white women taking all the risk. But, yeah, I just, you know, if you find yourself feeling so much hate in your heart for somebody just because of their political affiliation, like, maybe take a look at yourself. That's what I'm going to say, is because... We don't feel that way about you.
Yeah.
We don't. We're irritated that certain people don't contribute and then are always looking for a handout. Like, that's a pet peeve of mine. Like, it irritates me. You contribute nothing to society and you want all the handouts in the world. That's annoying. Am I going to call you out by your name about it? Because that happens right here in this town. I don't give a shit. I don't care. Do not care. People care. Ooh, that was thunder. Ooh, I like it.
Sorry, that probably went in somebody's ears. I'm sorry.
Christy got scared.
That made me jump.
Yeah, they're probably seeding the clouds around here. We're next.
Probably, but that's all right. My house sits on a hill. It's going to have to flood a whole lot to get to it.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, we'll find out. But, yeah, just maybe don't have so much hate in your heart. Try that. See how it feels.
Or maybe try this. Every person that you're thinking negative about, maybe try finding one thing about them that you have in common.
Yeah. I mean, just instead of looking for reasons to hate people, based on skin color, based on political, based on this, that, or the other. Maybe just try to find one thing that you have in common with that person.
Yep.
Because I bet there's something. Oh, I bet there's one thing. I bet there's one thing.
I bet there's more than one thing.
And if you can come down off of your high horse and have a conversation with people, I bet you find that you really do like other people.
Yeah.
Other people can have a different opinion from you, and nobody has to be right or wrong.
Agree.
And sometimes you have to agree to disagree. But it takes being the bigger person to do that.
Yeah.
I have people in my life that I don't agree with everything that comes out of their mouth. I don't have to. They don't agree with what I do either.
And it's okay.
And that's okay. I do what I do. You do what you do. But I will ask, you know, we did ask for hate mail. And we've gotten some hate mail. But if you want to tell us...
We've gotten some good mail, too.
We've gotten some good mail, too. But, like, if you want to come at us about something that we said or, like, a legitimate
thing... That's one thing. That is...
That's one thing. But don't come at us just because we're Texans. Don't come at us and say some unhinged bullshit about how some children deserve to die. Watch it.
Absolutely. That is insane. So, I still haven't grasped that. I still want to read this email.
Yeah, I'll see if
that's
I can insane.
Dig
it.
And out if of the not, trash. That's fine. I probably would just get pissed, but
I probably shouldn't have deleted it, but I was so fucking angry and I was like,
well, yeah, I bet you are.
I'm gonna lose my shit. Like,
well, I'm just like, I'm still sitting here thinking, okay, did you realize who you said that to? Because that is not what we're about.
No.
We're not about that.
I'm not going to give this
we're
person...
We're not about hating like, anybody. No. And, like, listen, even people that disagree with us on what's your favorite color or whatever, I could care less. I don't care what your favorite food group is or whatever. I don't care. Like, I'm not going to hate anybody because they have differences than me. I think that's who I am.
Makes society enjoyable is... What's your favorite color?
Mine?
Yeah.
Pink.
On screen.
There you go. It's a difference. Guess what? We still love each other.
We still love each other. Christy and I don't agree on religion. We don't agree on every single thing about politics. There are things that Christy and I have discovered in this friendship journey that we're on that we do not agree on. But we still love each other.
And still respect each other.
And still respect each other. And we can have, like, if we decide to have conversations about different things, we can do it respectfully.
Exactly.
Yeah, I probably cuss a lot about it, but that's what I do, as I cuss, so.
Well, I cuss about stuff, too, so.
I cuss a lot more than you.
I don't know, but I'm still thinking a whole lot of F words right now.
Yeah, I'm pretty pissed.
Well, like, it pisses me off just the fact that somebody could come at some little children like that, because those kids are innocent. Those kids aren't even old enough to vote. Let's not make stuff like this. Tragedy has nothing to do with politics.
There was, like, an owner of a football team, and I can't think off the top of my head. I can't remember what football team it is. But his kid died. And, yeah, he has a lot of money. He owns a football team. But he just lost his child. Who do you think that you are to say, oh, well, he deserves that because he's white and he has a lot of money?
That is heartbreaking.
Like, the fuck? I don't understand the mentality.
Well, I believe we live in a day and time that there are people, and I'm not saying that this person's one. I don't know. That's yours.
Okay.
I believe that there are people out there that love themselves more than their own children.
Oh, no, that may be true. That's probably true.
So they definitely love themselves more than somebody else's child. And I just, like, God, that's heartbreaking to me.
But, like, if you have those type of thoughts, maybe keep them to yourself. Because I can guarantee you that 99% of other people don't agree with you.
Or maybe go seek help from BetterHelp.
BetterHelp, please sponsor us.
BetterHelp, please help these people. Because this is insane.
Yeah, it's, I mean... If you are so self-centered, that's called narcissistic personality disorder.
That's just hatred, pure and simple.
Well,
hatred.
I mean, I don't know.
Hate
but I'm like,
and discontent. I called it hate and discontent.
Yes. You called it today. But, yeah, if you find yourself having those types of thoughts, either get yourself some help or maybe just keep it to yourself. I don't know which is better or worse.
Lock yourself in a room with somebody that is so different from you that you have to figure out things you have in common. Because I'm going to tell you something. There's a lot of people out there that some of these people are talking so bad about that would give their lives for you.
What we do need to try and have someone on maybe that doesn't. We could have some differing viewpoints around here.
Yeah.
You know, in a little bit deadland. With casket room.
Let's do it.
Or we could do it poolside. I enjoyed that.
Do that too.
I'm just sweating my ear.
Oh gosh, yeah, that was sweaty. I think it would be really cool to have Rachel's husband come.
Yes.
Because he's so knowledgeable. I really enjoyed meeting him the other day.
Yes, Rachel's husband is a black man, and he is... I love Sean.
He has so much knowledge of so many different things.
He does. And we... Okay, so I've been telling y'all I'm going to do this deep dive on Cat Williams. We had a whole discussion the other night. Okay, so 4th of July, I didn't really do anything because I just didn't. But Saturday on the 5th, Rachel and her husband Sean came over, and Christy came over. Jerry was supposed to come over, but he wasn't feeling well. And so we just got in the pool and drank beer and talked about all kinds of things and had a karaoke party. And, but yeah, Sean Johnson's a very interesting person.
Yeah.
And I'm glad you got to meet him because he has a lot of things to say about a lot of things.
Well, I'm a big fan of him and I'm a big fan of Rachel. Love them both.
Yeah, Rachel, was trying to, record on her phone some of all that conversation. So I'm going to try and pull the audio and see, but I don't think it's going to be clear enough to use. But we'll have him on with, mics and shit.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah, he had lots of things to say about Cat Williams. I'm working on it. It's just, you know, research is not my greatest strength. And I almost didn't graduate high school because I hate research.
I love research. That's the nerd in me coming out.
No.
I still read every day.
I love to read about what I want to read about when I want to read about it. And it's...
I'm reading about some New Orleans voodoo right now.
That sounds fun.
It's pretty interesting.
I shouldn't have a lot of time to read because I'm a very busy person.
Yeah, I am too, but I just I cut out other stuff so I can make time.
Oh, I don't do that because if I can make a dollar, I'm making a dollar.
Yeah.
And so you can find me at work.
Yep.
Making a dollar.
Yeah.
Because that's who I am as a person. And I've had times...
Well, I'll make 50 cents while you make a dollar.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I got to have my reading time.
Listen, I've been through not having any dollars, and I'm not ever going to be in that spot again.
I don't watch that much TV, though. I really don't. So most of my reading time is when other people are watching TV.
Yeah, I do love... I still have
not watched Below Deck yet, and that's on my list, and I'm going to watch it at some point in time.
You have to watch them all in order. I'm just kidding. You don't have to watch them in order, but... Love it. What I don't like about Below Deck right now is I'm caught up. And so now I'm having to wait for the episodes to come out. It's irritating as shit.
Yeah.
But, so yeah, that was our first listener episode. But
Or second one.
Second is listener episode, yeah. I went to Christy's work this morning and was like, I got this email and I think we need to address it now, today.
And I'm like, okay.
And so we're recording this on Monday. I'm editing it in the morning and it will be out by tomorrow afternoon.
Good deal.
I know we said we were going to stop telling people when we were recording, but this is Monday, July 7th. What is today? I don't even know.
Today is the 7th, yeah.
It's the 7th, so this will be out Tuesday the 8th.
And I think that it really does,
that it's relevant, and...
It's relevant, and I say it needs to go out. You know, maybe nobody cares about what our opinion is on things, but...
Well, this person cared enough about something to send me in.
No, there was no point in that, to send that. To tell us, okay, so...
I mean, the first part of the email.
I don't like you because you're a Trump supporter. Okay, whatever. But to say that some children deserve to die, no, negative. And you're just like, I'm going to go ahead and call it right now. I like calling stuff. They are riding the coattails of some TikTok trying to be famous nobody.
It was not a name that I recognized. They were not from this area. I'm not going to say anything else that I know about it. And the first part of the email was them telling us exactly all the different reasons why we're pieces of shit.
That's okay.
That's okay, fine.
Sure.
Listen, if what I believe makes me a piece of shit, then I'm happily a piece of shit. I don't know. I don't care.
Well, we've been garbage already. We've been deplorable and garbage and
yeah, whatever. I don't... I did buy that shirt. It says... It has a crow on it. And it says F-C-A-W-F. It says, fuck off!
I love it.
Fuck off! I wore that shirt the other day and my husband was like, what does that even say? It says, fuck off! He was like, oh. Sandy.
Brittany needs that shirt. She would absolutely love that shirt.
Yeah, she can find it on Shein.
I'm not going to tell her that.
Because sometimes I still I don't buy as much of my clothes from Shein because I know that it's evil and I shouldn't do it and it's China.
I don't think that it's evil. They just piss me off. They piss me off. I'm visiting to go on a rant before we get off of here about that.
Says she who's been buying beads from China.
I've been buying it directly from somebody I know who it's coming from, though.
Okay.
I have been buying beads from China. But they're so good. Like, the quality's amazing. But anyway, yeah, I have an addiction to beads. But there are so many instances where some of the designer clothing, like boutique clothing and things like that, their designs are being ripped off. Number one. So that means the designer themselves didn't get paid for it. And then they're stealing pictures of people.
Yeah.
There's that lady in Gilmer.
Yeah, I know that did happen.
Yeah, she took pictures of herself in the clothing. They stole her picture. So her picture is on, it's either on Shein or Temu. I want to say it's Shein.
And I haven't bought anything from Temu and I did delete the app. Here's my reasoning for machine shopping. Is as much as I love clothing, the job that I have, like, I'm going to get Lilybook. Like, that shirt that Rachel had on today was a Lily Pulitzer shirt. All that stain on her arm, that's not going to come out. I cannot justify spending
$30. She's going to end up having to learn to...
And I've told her, like, don't wear nice clothes up here because you're going to get something on you. You're going to cut a hole. I cut a hole in one of my favorite t-shirts the other day because I was throwing my scissors up under my armpit. And they weren't closed all the way. And cut a hole in one of my favorite shirts. But, so I can't justify spending $30 on a t-shirt.
Yeah, I understand that. I get it.
And so...
I got some jewelry glue on my bougie as shit shirt the other day. It made me sad. No. I love that shirt.
Yeah, so that's my, like... My nice clothes, I buy boutique. I buy from the Tiki Hut as much as I can afford.
Well, you do. Yeah, that's how I met you.
Yeah, so I do support local businesses and small businesses, and, like, I do pay money for my nice clothes. But some of my work stuff, I do get on Shein because I can get a t-shirt for, like, $3 or $4 that I'm just going to wear to work and ruin.
Yeah.
So, that's... machine justification.
Yeah, it's okay. I don't expect everybody to have the exact same opinions as me. I don't.
Yeah, I know.
The honest truth is, had I not worked in a local small business, I would have never had those thoughts go through my head.
Right.
But then once I worked in a boutique and I saw what was happening, it was just like, are you kidding?
Yeah.
And the tax dollars, like, never make it into our economy at all. But then now I'm guilty of that, too, because I just bought some beads from China.
Yeah.
Oh, that made me a hypocrite.
It did make you a hypocrite. But, you know, I
do love my Chinese beads, though. I do. And I love the people that I've been buying from.
I love your bracelets so much.
Thank you.
I might find a way to put those on my website.
Okay.
Like on the flower shop website.
Yeah, I've been making some of the ones with the firefly glass in them, too. And it's funny because I asked my... Oh, he's precious. His name is JoJo. He has this bead shop on TikTok. And I was asking him, did he ever consider buying or selling firefly glass? And he was just like, what is firefly glass? And he's just like, I don't know what that is. And then he's like, oh, is it like the luminous stuff? And I just was just like, okay, I was just going to leave it alone. But apparently somebody else had explained to him, no, this is different. This is not luminous glass. It literally has little speckles all over it that glides like it's little fireflies. And he saw the picture and he's like, oh, that's really pretty. But I think it's not going to pan out, though. I was hoping to get somebody that can sell wholesale to me.
Yeah.
So that I can get my prices a little lower and stuff. But it is what it is.
Yeah. But your bracelets are... Rachel has been messing with my website and has found a way to, like, add stuff on there.
Oh, nice.
And so she's been taking pictures of, like, stuff we've got in the shop and, like... So I may try and find a way to add your bracelets on there.
Okay,
so if somebody
cool.
wants a bracelet delivered with their flower arrangement, I can facilitate.
Nice, nice.
So let's go to the part of the podcast where we talk about a good thing that happened in our lives.
Okay.
To bring us up from all shit.
Yeah. I have to say that I think I have a two-part good thing.
Yes.
The first one was thank you so much for Tuesday spinning with me
Aww.
For my birthday because that was exactly the kind of day that I needed.
Yeah.
It was just so nice. My boss let me have the day off from work and I was able to just spend the day just enjoying, spending time with you. And we made some really dumb TikTok videos and
we did.
It was great though.
It was just so like low key and like we were just at my house hanging out in the pool, like in the sun, in the water.
And that's exactly what I wanted.
Yeah.
So it was perfect. And we went and had lunch too. And then like part two of my good thing is I think this weekend we're going to finally get to go to Oklahoma and go see.
Yay!
Yes,
that's
go see
exciting.
My babies, I think. I haven't told her yet, though. She may have other plans. I probably should call her and ask her.
You should probably call her and ask her.
But my husband mentioned it, and I was just like, absolutely.
Yeah. So, my good thing is hanging out with you for your birthday with our low-key, like, fun time. And then my daughter and her fiance and my grandbaby came up here.
Yeah.
And so I got to spend a couple days at my house with the baby. And, like, we got to hang out. She was off her routine, so that was not great. But, yeah, anytime I get to spend with her, I just,
100%
okay.
agree.
And then when you and Rachel came over the other night and Sean, like, we just hung out. I like low-key stuff.
Yeah.
And, like, all of that stuff is basically free.
Yeah.
I mean, like, we all spent money on alcohol. I made Jello shots, but, like, that's cheap. Like,
oh, my God. Them red Jello shots were amazing.
My red Jello shots are cherry Jello and amaretto. I know it sounds gross because that's an almond liqueur.
Oh, no, it was good.
But try it. Like,
oh, it was good.
The lady at the liquor store was, I was like, I'm going to make Jello shots and I don't know what to put them in. And she was like, you making cherry Jello? And I was like, yeah. She said, put amaretto in it. It's amazing.
Oh, she was right. It's good.
And I've thought about getting sour mix and doing, like, instead of doing water, do sour mix and then amaretto too. I bet it would taste just like an amaretto sour.
Oh, maybe. Yeah. Because
that's my favorite drink.
Yeah. Maybe.
Because the cherry and just amaretto is good. But anyway. So, I just have enjoyed, like, hanging out, not spending a bunch of money, just hanging out, having conversations, and being, like, doing real stuff.
Yeah.
So.
Agreed. That's the same. Same, same.
So, if you want to be, like, you know, douchebag and send us an email, oh, no, I won't take that out.
No, just leave it.
If you want to send us an email, our email address is werelittlebitdead@gmail.com.
That's werelittlebitdead@gmail.com.
Yes. You can find us on Facebook. You can be our friend. I keep saying we're going to video, but I didn't.
Somebody just send us a kind email.
Yeah, I mean,
now,
we've got
shitty.
We've got a few that are kind. We're going to do a listener episode in the next little bit. I was just trying to, like, wait for a couple more to come in so it's not... so it can be, like, a longer... like, a normal longer episode.
Yeah.
But I'm sure we'll have... there's a couple hateful ones and some nice ones, and so we may just do it anyway. But we'll find out what happens.
Yeah.
Because we fly by the seat of our pants around here.
I like it.
But you know what we are always? Kind.
A little bit dead.
I said kind.
Yeah, we're kind and a little bit dead.
Yes, we are always a little bit dead.
I was like, we did say if somebody sent us a shitty email, we were going to talk trash about them.
Oh, we did do that. I hope you have the day you deserve.
You have the day you deserve, ma'am or sir.
Yeah, I'm not even going to say a gender.
Dang it, I was trying.
I'm not giving this person not one iota of recognition. Like, I will just talk shit about this from now on. Like, get fucked.
Yep.
Maybe don't be like that person. And just be nice to one another. And, you know, stay a little dead inside. And life will be good.
Yep.
Be kind to one another.
Please be kind.
Yeah. All right, well, we will catch you next time. Bye.
Bye.